This past week, debate continued over the size and shape of the proposed Department of Homeland Security. The House Judiciary Committee decided by voice vote to exclude the Immigration and Naturalization Service for the new department. The INS continues to have problems in its functions handling border security for the nation, as well as rendering immigration services for those who seek entry into the U.S., whether visiting for vacations or school or work. Joining us to talk about the INS and its problems is Jose Pertierra, an immigration attorney here in Washington. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
We all know, I think, that the INS has had difficulty keeping track of people. Reportedly, there's a backlog of 5 million visas. Remind us of what are some of the other problems facing the department, even just as it is.
Well, INS has always had a problem in adjudicating cases quickly and efficiently. There's also problems in terms of the agency getting enough personnel to be able to do the job efficiently. Sometimes an office such as the Arlington District Office, for example, will only have 4 officers dealing with a particular kind of case, the Nacara immigration cases for Central Americans, whereas other offices may have more. And so you have one agency or one office within the agency adjudicating cases maybe in 2 years, another office doing them in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the solutions for the department?
You need to keep the department unified. Most immigration cases involve a component of dealing with services and a component of dealing with enforcement. I think most immigration practitioners will tell you that instead of having one dysfunctional agency, if you split it up, you will have 2 dysfunctional agencies, with one side not knowing what the other is doing. For example, if you have a person who's applying for a particular benefit, such as permanent residency on the basis of a marriage, sometimes there's also an enforcement component to that. Perhaps a person overstayed his or her visa, but still has a service coming to that person or a benefit coming to that person. And unless you have the agency functioning as one with a titular head who knows what he or she is doing, you're not going to be able to get the prompt and efficient adjudication of the cases.
Members of Congress are expressing reservations about having INS be part of Homeland Security, but why not? Won't issues such as detentions be better served if it is a part of Homeland Security?
Well, because the Department of Homeland Security has as its mandate to enforce the security of the United States, and people coming under that department and issues coming under that department are seen as potentially national security threats. The Department of Justice has its mandate primarily to do justice, and it has a component of enforcement because you have to enforce the laws to do justice. But an immigrant coming before the Department of Justice is not necessarily seen primarily as a national security threat. Our fear as immigration practitioners in the United States is that every immigrant is going to be seen first as a potential terrorist, and only later is he maybe going to be welcomed into the United States, if at all.
Well, so getting back to where we began, we know there are problems with visa backlogs. We know there are problems with ports of entry. We know there are problems at the borders. What else can the INS do that it's not doing that would maybe stave off combining it into the Homeland Security Department?
Well, you know, it's not simply INS. The problem is huge for a lot of reasons. One of the problems that exists is that in 1996, Congress changed the law so dramatically that made it virtually impossible for many people who are here already to become legal permanent residents of the United States. So you have literally millions of people who are undocumented in this country with no possibility of becoming legal permanent residence. You have to combine enforcement with legislation in Congress that is fair-minded and also allows people who are here who qualify for benefits, say on the basis of a job or a family member, to actually become permanent residents. I think that would serve the national security interests of the United States in the long run, because after all, it would allow these people to become legal and the United States can do fingerprint checks on them and find out if they're terrorists or not. Without that, you literally have millions of people who we don't know where they are, we don't know what their names are, we don't know their backgrounds, and they're not going to go away. They're going to remain in this country living clandestinely unless the laws are changed to permit qualified people from becoming permanent residents.
Thank you very much. Jose Portierra is an immigration attorney here in Washington. Thanks again.
My pleasure.